So how do you get a success mindset? Very, very, very few, actually only 3% of the whole population of the planet are born with it. 97% of us always looking out for what could go wrong, what could threaten us, what do we have to be afraid of? That's how our brains work.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky, and I want to take a short pause to welcome you back and say thank you very much for your great feedback about the show. I know it is making a difference because we have some amazing people on the line, and today is no different. I'm on the line with Dr. Irina Kay. How are you, Doctor?
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much. I'm great.
Yeah, look, I just can't wait to talk about this topic because it's something that we all have to deal with, isn't it? It's really a focus on mindset today and how it can actually improve our business. But before we do that, Irina, I would love to, as I always do, learn a little bit more about the people behind the business. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself with the My Future Business audience?
Certainly. So I have like a long story to tell because I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I think the most important things are the doctorate actually comes from being a retired OBGYN, so a physician. Mm-hmm. And after this, where I have learned, you know, diagnosing and helping out people, I was raising 5 children, moving from Europe to the United States and having to integrate the children over here. So I had to put my career on hold, helping the children and get them on the way. And once that was done, it was a question of what next for me? And I did not want to work the 90-hour work weeks anymore, 90-hour work weeks. That was just crazy and I couldn't do it anymore, but I still felt I want to help people, and especially entrepreneurs or executives that have to do in business and deal with all that stress that we're now, everybody total stress, and that can hold you back so badly. And so I, you know, my husband actually was the one who said, why don't you become a coach? Because if you've done that all your life, you know, counseled women, counseled people come to you to ask for help and your input. And that's what I've done. So I got certifications then in coaching, in law of attraction coaching, in therapeutic belief coaching. And that's where I'm at right now, and found that it's very, very helpful.
Thank you so much. Can I just ask you a quick question? Where are you based?
I'm actually in West Central New Jersey, which is on the East Coast, an hour west of New York City and an hour north of Philadelphia.
There you go. Fantastic. Thanks again for sharing. Now, I know that most entrepreneurs will be very interested in this, scaling up their business. And I'm not sure that everybody would know that this was all based on mindset. I'd love to learn a bit about your approach.
Yes. See, the thing is this, the Carnegie Institute of Technology has already found out years back that 85% of financial success hinges on mindset. And back in 1937, that's probably everybody knows this book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. That was the base of The Secret and the Law of Attraction movement and all of this. Is based in the fact that what have all these successful and hyper-successful people in common, and is all a success mindset. So how do you get a success mindset? Because very, very, very few, actually only 3% of the whole population of the planet are born with it. 97% of us, me included, are born in a belief set and mindset that comes from our ancestry, from the caveman side, that we're always out and looking out for what could go wrong, what could threaten us, what do we have to be afraid of. That's how our brains work. So my approach is working with the brain, and the brain is just an organ that is supposed to keep us safe and make us survive in the best way possible. So where does the brain get that information from? It's from the DNA and from your life experiences. And whatever they were, they left impressions in the brain. They were inscribed neural pathways, biologically, bioelectrically, in your brain, and then whatever comes on top gets overwritten, but it's never going away, because we have trillions of neurons, and it's what we call goes into the subconscious mind. So the mind cannot be without the brain. And I'm working with the subconscious mind addressing the brain.
That's really incredible, because I sit here and I think to myself, well, if I've learned all of these things, is there an opportunity for me to unlearn and reset or reprogram my mindset?
Yes, it is. There actually is. And that's what only, you know, the latest neuroscience, and I have extensively studied neuroscience, has found out, is that the brain, it's not just written in stone. That years and years ago when I went to med school, that's what we thought, is that you get your set of trillions of neurons and then you decay over the lifetime. And what's written there is there for good. No, the brain is actually plastic. It has plasticity. Neurons can even regrow, but moreover, they can reconnect differently. So when you're guiding your own thoughts towards reconnecting that brain, it's just like learning. It's like a muscle. It has to become a habit, and then it's the brain can learn and learn to think in different pathways. And that's how you unlearn certain limiting or negative beliefs and relearn positive ones and empowering ones.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful news for everybody who's in business, who is looking to scale up their business. Now, with your program at Ultimate Success Mindset, what are some of the things that you first do to uncover where a client is at with their mindset?
See, that's where I'm coming in, like from the doctor's framework or the doctor's mindset, is we have to diagnose. And I have, you know, I offer like a complimentary introduction, discovery session, whatever, and we can go very quickly, very deep into the core beliefs. I actually have a lady who I gave this introduction to, and she says, you know what, in this 1 hour, we went deeper than when I went to therapy for 1.5 years. Because it is coming from my own experience. Like, I have counseled thousands of women, right, on their most intimate issues. And I have my own experiences raising 5 kids, working as a doctor, and then helping out my husband in his business, which is, like I said, hardcore, like manufacturing business. Do you think in manufacturing mindset is important? Hell yes. Most people would probably say not really, but yes, it is. So that's where I'm starting. I'm starting to uncover what is actually holding somebody back based on what they're doing, what's not working for them.
Yeah, that is fascinating how you say it is related to manufacturing, because, you know, these are typically A goes to B, B goes to C in a manufacturing type of line. And you wouldn't think necessarily that there's much to do with thinking about that, would you?
No, that's why I'm saying it was fascinating to learn that my husband, who is like really an hardcore alpha male, you know, military and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
He didn't believe in it at all. So he was like, mumbo jumbo, yeah, humbug, whatever. But in the end, even when you're manufacturing, you do it for somebody else, right? You manufacture something, a product, or when you're a coach or whatever you are, you provide a service, and somebody needs to be interested in buying that. Now, nobody just does it because they immediately trust you, like you, whatever. You have to build a relationship.
Yes,
well, building a relationship, that's where the mindset part comes in very much. And even in manufacturing, I can tell you, okay, you could go there, you can buy this, but you want to know, where does it come from? Is it made from good materials? Who is behind that? And if you go further and further, there may be people who say, well, is it ethically sourced? Is it not, you know, a cheap knockoff, or is it not done in blood diamonds, or, you know,
yes,
child labor?
Yes.
And that's the mindset behind it, is to actually, you're selling something. So you got to be able to sell from a conviction, from your own authentic self, of that is a good stuff that I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Mindset.
This is wonderful content, because, you know, this talks about authenticity. And this is one of the things that we see so much nowadays, Irina, in the marketplace, is the lack of authenticity. In fact, it's everything but. Now, this is something incredibly powerful for the My Future Business audience to take notice of, is this idea of ethical marketing. So
yes.
where is the first point that you take somebody through? Is there some sort of a process that you do with your clients? Could we walk through that?
When you're talking about the sales process now that I'm trying to help them with?
Yes,
or
absolutely.
When somebody would come to me and saying, I want to learn about this, I want to learn about my own mindset, I want to this create limiting beliefs, which are you?
I think what we should do is first go back to that moment in time, Irina, when you, let's say it was me, and it's the first time you've ever met me, you know very little about me. What is your discovery process? How do you find out about what I'm thinking?
So myself, before I even meet you, I'm setting my intention of talking to you from an authentic point of curiosity and passion about you, focusing on you 100%. What is it that you need now? What is it that you would like to have down the road? And then our first question would be is something like, what is it that is your most pressing issue right now? What is your biggest challenge right now? And it will take it from there. So I don't know if you want to hit me up with an example, but...
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's just say, okay, I want to scale up my business. I have a process, but I'm not making enough money.
Okay.
It's a very simplistic
one. So what do you say is your biggest challenge is not making enough money?
Yes.
Do you know where that comes from? Do you have a service or do you have something that needs a production?
We have a product and a service.
Okay, so which one is the issue here? Which one would you want to make more money in?
I consider that our product would be where the money is generated from, and
tangible product.
Yeah, let's go with a tangible product.
Okay, a tangible, physical product. What goes into the production? Is there an issue with not having enough raw materials, not having enough resources, not having enough people to do that in the manufacturing process? So where do you see your greatest challenge?
I often think that, hypothetically speaking, that the people that we hire don't think the same thing as I do.
Okay. See, now here comes the big mindset shift. I'm just telling you this, like, often I wouldn't talk to you in that
way. Of course.
Okay, so if your team doesn't think the way you do, what could you do to bring them on board with you?
I could change the way I think about them, or I could change what I say to them, possibly.
See, these are two very different things. If you change what you say to them, are you taking into account what they think? Or is it that you, in the end, the buck stops with you, right? So you're their boss. You don't have to think like them. You have to make them understand why you say what you're saying. Is there a way that you can approach the team or your coworkers or whoever, employees, so they understand why they should be on board with your product and be happy behind you and like, yes, let's do this. It's awesome.
It could be that we look at introducing and share our mission statement with them. Could be a start point.
Do you think that's important? Your mission statement, do you have one?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
So yes, absolutely. Now, this is just an example of some of the process steps.
Right, an example, but you see the mindset behind the mission statement is always the why.
Yeah.
Why do you have this mission? Why are you passionate about this? What do you want to do with this? And it's always something good, right? It's not like, yeah, I want to screw people over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is wonderful. No, I love how we're digging deeper because, I think it's important for those who are working with others that they know what they're getting for their investment. I think that's absolutely crucial. Can we talk a little bit about some of the experiences that you've had with your clients and how it left you feeling at the end when you had a success with someone?
It feels like, yes, because that's what they feel like. Yes. Now I get it. That's the breakthrough. Like the oh my God moment.
Yeah.
That's when we're trying to dig and dig and, get those layers off and go down to the core. And many times, I do work with, for example, right now, can't name names, obviously, confidentiality, but there is a CEO I'm working with. He's a CEO of a $100 million company, and he has the hardest time making decisions. Because he's always questioning whether it's the right decision. What could happen if it's the wrong decision? So we're going layer by layer, and it's very tough. because I'm trying all kind of different techniques, going into the imaginal realm and imagining what happened to find out what happened in his childhood.
That
was
far back.
That he was berated. When he said, I want to do this, he was always ridiculed. He was always berated. He was always compared to an older brother or a better sister and stuff like this. And that stays with you.
Yes.
And that's when we then start to discreate that belief and build his confidence in that case up. Excuse me.
Yeah, look, the fact that you've gone back to childhood made me also think about the education system that we are exposed to. What is your view on yes. the education system that our children are going through nowadays?
Very unfortunately, in our education, there's absolutely nothing about self-growth. We're only stuffed our heads full of academia. Oh, excuse me. And that's the issue, right? I mean, if you're not have an IQ of 150 or whatever, it doesn't come that easily to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple to think, I don't know why that was stupid. Oh.
You're having a bit of an attack there. Take a moment.
I probably have to. So sorry about that.
That's okay. I hope you're okay.
But that's the issue, right? If you then thinking, you're comparing yourself to other people and you don't know that there's other values between except just excelling at school. Or here in the United States, it's very much about going to college. Like if you don't go to college, who are you? You're nobody. You have no degree. Then you send your kids to college like I did with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and they have some theoretical knowledge, but zero life experience. And no street smarts.
Yeah.
So what do you do then, right?
It's just like economics. They don't necessarily teach too much about the value of how to make money, do they?
None whatsoever, actually. They get you all the theories about, you know, financing and accounting. This is one, my middle son is finance and accounting,
mm-hmm.
where he just gets the theoretical how to do the P&L statements or whatever, but not what is actually generating that money. Like, just assume me at one point I'm getting a job. So I'm going into the corporate world, working for someone else, where someone else figured out how to make money. And that's not the way you learn.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think there is a place in school curriculum worldwide that focuses purely and directly, very succinctly, on mindset growth?
Do I think there is a place somewhere in the world?
No. Do you think
I don't know if there's in any school system. I don't know of any school system, but of course there's a lot of, you know, online sources available and obviously a lot of people coaching that you could get.
Yeah, no, I meant, do you think that they should add to school curriculums?
Big time. It should add in kindergarten. They should start there. They should teach the children how to, you know, get into in tune with themselves. Recognize what they're feeling and take even meditation or whatever it is to deal with their feelings. If they're feeling uncomfortable, how to voice that, how to deal with it. That's what should start very early on. And unfortunately, most parents don't know how to do that either. They don't know how to talk to their kids.
It's such a fascinating topic because we could cover so many different elements of our existence as human beings. Now, part of this would, for me at least, would be about technology and the influence technology is having on people in terms of their mindset, because we are bombarded with daily news feeds, social media. I'd love to get your feedback on your views of technology and social media and the likes.
I think technology is a wonderful instrument if one could just use it correctly and see it as what it is. It's a tool. It's not something that should overwhelm us, but it does.
Yes.
Because if you're thinking about it, there's a study been done where they found out that the impressions that we're getting in a day from social media, from TV, from the news, from everything bombarding us every day, there is more in one day that our caveman ancestor had in their whole lifetime.
Wow.
And that's going in the brain constantly. And how can you weed that out? How can you weigh what is important, what is not? How can you teach that, you know, not everything is the word of God, not everything is the same importance. And how to pluck that out and weed that out is extremely difficult. And because the brain goes where it's the easiest way to do, you become kind of lazy in a way.
Yes.
You know, it's just gratification, instant gratification, feel good stuff that boosts the hormones, and everything else goes to the toilet.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. But I think technology is extremely useful. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to talk to each other.
Absolutely.
You're across the world from me, right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Still we have a kind of the same desire to help people.
Yes. This is wonderful feedback for everybody who's on the show with us, Irina. Thank you very much for sharing it. Now, I always think about the environment that we live in and how that has an impact. So, for example, let's compare apples and oranges. Inner city, New York, and then, you know, in the country where there's no, you know, hustle and bustle. Where do you think that there is a happy medium, a middle place for us to be in terms of developing our mindset?
Huge difference. And like you mentioned, the inner city, the jungle, the concrete jungle is and if you talk in New York, you know, people in New York are cutthroat.
Yep.
So if you want, there's like a saying that we have over here is like, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Make it anywhere.
It's true. The people are so stressed out. They have to be so cutthroat to survive in New York City. It's not even funny anymore. And I've lived in New York City.
Yep.
And we know that green space around you, nature, calms you down and makes you happy.
Yep.
So even if you have to live in New York City, make sure you have something around you in your own environment that you can control, whether it's your home, you know, your workspace, whatever, that you have something from nature, a live plant, for example, or maybe at home you have a pet.
Yes.
Or have an uncluttered space where you don't get these thousands of impressions all the time.
Yes. Yeah, it's
I'm very grateful right now that I can live out in the countryside. I didn't know I loved it so much until we moved here. Actually, Long Island is a suburb. That's where we lived for 24 years. Suburb of New York City, Long Island.
Yes.
Crazy.
I can
and
just
out here, it's much calmer, you know. No
I can
traffic
just imagine, yeah, and being able to drive down the street at a reasonable speed and not being held up by all of these other things. Now, the My Future Business audience loves to learn a little bit about the entrepreneurs behind the businesses, and that's where I lead into questions about your lifestyle. What does a typical day look for you from the moment that you wake up to the time you decide, hey, I'm going to rest again?
Okay, I can tell you again, I'm very grateful that I'm able to do this because I am not a morning person. I'm a night owl.
Me too.
When I worked in the hospitals, for whatever reason, every hospital starts when patients want to sleep and the doctors are still tired and night shift obviously wants to go home for the nurses, but everybody has to freaking start at 7 a.m. Nobody wants to. And the same happens. I had to get up in the morning every morning at 5:30, and I hated it every single day. I couldn't get used to it. So right now, I can sleep as long as I want to because that's how I structure my day. And yes, if I have maybe once or twice a week a client who wants to do an early session, but it's never 7 a.m, then I can do that as well. So I'm very grateful that I can wake up that way and have my little morning routine, which is just having breakfast with my husband and starting the day together. And then he works on his stuff, I work on mine. During the day, we'll meet again for a little lunch if we have the time. Otherwise, it's just like sparking down something very briefly. And then do whatever a human being has to do, like do grocery shopping if necessary. Otherwise, you know, I like to do yard work in the summer, bring that in. And then 3 times a week, we go into CrossFit together.
Very good.
Which I love that I can do it with him now because I don't know if you know that, but I was a karate instructor. So I went to karate like 6 times a week when the children were younger, they were in school, I could go and train. But now we're going 3 times a week, we're going together. So we always have the debrief of the day when we're driving there and back, which is really nice. And then we like to cuddle before
Very
we go
nice.
To sleep.
Very nice.
It's 11 to 12 p.m.
And you have a lot of different things going on there that all make up life's journey. And, you know, this idea of martial arts is something I'm very familiar with, having spent more than a decade training myself. And my young boys, my young boys go to martial arts every Thursday night. And it's about discipline, isn't it? It's about, it is about mindset, because one can't be without the other. And it's absolutely fascinating that you've had that experience. I'd love to learn a little bit more about you in terms of your day, because I think if we talk about the physical body, we talk about the soul or spirit, whatever you want to refer it to as, and we also talk about mindset, but we haven't yet talked about diet. What's the sort of foods that you think are brain foods that assist in good mindset?
Well, I think you have to be mindful that you want to have a balanced diet. So it depends on what you're doing physically. The higher is the protein, right? And the less is the carbs. But you have to have a balanced diet. And you make sure you have your vitamins. I'm not really a vegetable eater. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking gummies, actually, vitamin gummies, because I love that. there's kind of brain foods that are supposed to stimulate the brain. Bananas is one of them. And there's other things that you can find online, lots of that stuff, and supplements as well, which I find is important to have, because our usual diet is not really what our bodies are meant to eat. Mm-hmm. But when I went to, you know, we did the instructor training and everything, we go to the paleo diet. This is the one I really like. It's the one that is as little as you can processed foods. And if you can, for God's sake, cut out sugar. Sugar is the enemy.
It's a cancer, isn't it? It's a poison.
It's a poison.
Yes.
It's an addictive poison.
And people don't recognize that, do they? Some people swear by it. Other people try to use replacement sugars. And, you know, I got off sugar a long time ago and I felt better for it.
Oh, good for you. Yes, you do. It is, now we're coming to the discipline again. It is really a self-discipline, because it is, you know, it is addictive. That's, again, how the body functions. But you can get rid of it, but you just have to stick to it. For 2 weeks, you may be feeling cranky or nervous or something about it, and then all of a sudden, you sleep better.
Yes.
Everything, you feel more energized. It's so different. You cut out, because the sugar high, you know, all the blood sugar spikes are gone.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I noticed that when we went into Japan, not for too long, but they don't have much sugar. The food start tasting the food itself, not the sugar overlay. In the United States, we're very, very guilty of adding sugar to everything.
Yes.
I'm from Europe originally. We don't do sugar in breads. Here, you can hardly find one that doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah, well, there's some sage advice for anybody who's on the call today. This obviously, there are some things that we can do in our lives, Irina. Now, I'd love to shift the focus to the ultimate success mindset process and program. Could you tell us a little bit about this wonderful program that you've put together?
Well, like I mentioned, it's either, if you want to know about how to do a sales conversation, I have a program to do that. But the ultimate mindset, the success mindset, is really to get you where you can feel confident in yourself and sell, or, you know, relate to other people from confidence, from authenticity, aligned with what you want, your desires, and aligned with the greatest good for both you and your partner that you have a conversation with. And many times we recognize that people are held back by negative beliefs, by limiting beliefs, and they have no idea about them, and it's not their fault. It has been happening to them in early childhood most of the time, you know, between the ages of, actually before they were born, to about 6-7 years of age. The littlest thing had maybe almost like a traumatic impression in the brain that they might not even realize. And then they just see, you know what? Some people now awaken and say, I know, it's my mindset. I just can't bring myself to do this. And other people come with, you know, the surface level thingy, where they say, I don't know why I'm making sales calls and I don't close anybody. So we're starting with a 30,000 foot view of, like you said before, okay, your product doesn't really work well. And then you go down and trickle down, look closer, closer. Oh, it's with the team. Oh, fine, down, down, down. In the end, they stay in front of the mirror. That's why. And that's when we then address, say, this is the core issue. And then we address the core issue. And I have several processes to do that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
The therapeutic coaching, the clearing the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, in a very tangible, actually fun way too.
Well, that was my next comment. I wonder how enjoyable this is, and can it be emotional for people when they realize that, hey, it's the person in the mirror that's the source of the issue?
It's always emotional. And, you know, sometimes I tell people, you know, before we start, make sure you have a box of Kleenex ready, because when we get to the core issues, and it's men, women alike, it's, yep, don't be ashamed of that, but that's, your tears will well up.
Yep. Yeah, and that's just natural, isn't it? So, when you start working with somebody, Irina, how long does it typically take to get an outcome of sorts? Is it months? Is it weeks? How long?
It depends. It really depends on the individual and how traumatized this person was. Mm-hmm. So, like I mentioned, this one client, she said within 1 hour, she was so happy with it. She actually, and I said it was a free, you know, breakthrough session, just the initial one, and she said, you know what, this was worth so much to me, I want to send you a check. And she did.
Oh, wow.
And there is another client I have, you know, we've been working now for a few months, and there's always more coming up, sometimes similar stuff, but he had a horrible childhood. He really did. And he's 70 years old and still working on it.
Yeah, that's...
And it's kind of, I feel so bad. Sometimes I cry with them.
Yeah, I can see on your website some amazing reviews there. The list is long. There's clearly some validity in the approach here. Most important part of the call, Irina, where are people going to go to find you and start working with you?
I think it's really the easiest way. Go to the website, ultimatesuccessmindset.com. And then you will be asked, you know, you don't need to have this specific freebie because that's a little bit geared to entrepreneurs. But once you sign up, then I gladly offer you a free breakthrough session as well.
That's wonderful.
I can send you that and invite you, and we can get together on Zoom or on the phone, and we'll see where you're at.
There you
and
go.
Yes, so thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think one of the most important parts of the call, Irina, is to connect our wonderful audience of listeners and action takers who are wanting,
yes,
to get services like this. I definitely will be making sure that the links back to Irina's wonderful business is made available below this post. Irina, thank you so very much for spending some time with me on the show,
Rick,
today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me, you know, explain what I'm doing. And I hope I can help a lot of people break through their limiting beliefs and break through their glass ceilings, because it feels nothing better when you're liberated and free to be you and happy every day like I am. I'm happy every day.
I can see it comes through. You're a wonderful individual. Thank you so very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.